Grace to you and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Text for our meditation this morning is from our gospel lesson, Luke, especially verse 1. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness. This is our text. You may be seated. My dear friends in Christ Jesus, our living Lord and Savior, we are in a battle. We are in a battle against the world, our sinful self, and against Satan himself. And this is a very real struggle. From the moment we get up in the morning until we go to bed at night, we are faced with temptation after temptation from everywhere. Just about every moment of the day. It is not easy to be a Christian today. It never has been easy to be a Christian. Today, with the media, with our government, the Supreme Court, with people who are supposed to be our friends, tempting us to ignore or to compromise our beliefs that we have. The life of a Christian is a battle. And so it's no coincidence that as we begin the 40 days of Lent, that we see Jesus head out into the wilderness for 40 days of prayer, of fasting, and finally at the end, when he is weak and vulnerable, temptation. Now, those of you who've been in the church for a while, you know that the number 40 is significant. The number 40 generally symbolizes a period of testing, a period of trial, a period of probation. And so Jesus had just been baptized. And as Luke tells us, he is full of the Holy Spirit and he's led by the Holy Spirit out into that wilderness to be tempted by Satan himself. And it is significant that when we talk about wilderness in the Bible, we are talking about something that is desolate, something that is barren. We are talking about absolute nothingness. And in fact, really, to get the picture in your mind, it really is good for us to compare and contrast, first, the perfect paradise of Eden that God created for us to live in, for Adam and Eve, and to think about the vast emptiness of the wilderness. We have God's perfect paradise on one hand and the emptiness of the wilderness on the other. And we see Jesus leaving the beauty of the waters of baptism to be tempted by Satan in the vast emptiness of the wilderness. That's what's before us today. Notice that Luke makes it very clear that while Jesus is the Son of God, he does not go out into that wilderness unprepared. First, as I said, Jesus had just been baptized. And while he is the Son of God and he is perfect in every way and he technically doesn't need to be baptized, he still undergoes that blessed sacrament as an example for us and to give validity to the sacrament that is endured for all time. And secondly, it is no small thing that Luke mentions the Holy Spirit twice in the very first verse of our lesson for today. Luke writes, and Jesus, full of the Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness. You know, in the Lutheran church today, we have this tendency to just lessen the importance of the Holy Spirit. But looking at this verse today in Luke 4, we can make a really strong case for really and truly relying on the Holy Spirit in our daily lives, just as Jesus did as he was heading out into that wilderness. So right here, in the early beginnings of our text, we see a great big battle beginning to brew. You have Jesus, the very Son of God, fresh from his baptism and filled with the Holy Spirit, being led by the Holy Spirit on the one hand, and Satan and that vast nothingness of the wilderness on the other. Jesus versus Satan, Satan versus Jesus, Jesus and the Holy Spirit, armed with God's word, ready to do battle with Satan in his domain, in his element, in the emptiness of the wilderness. If this were a Friday night fight on TV, the ratings would be huge. Now, normally, the battle between the Son of God and Satan, it really wouldn't be much of a match. I mean, Jesus is the creator of the whole entire world, and Satan, he's just this created spirit. But to make the situation just a little bit more interesting, we have the Son of Man, hungry after 40 days of fasting, pitted against the most powerful evil angel ever created. And again, we have to make note that Jesus isn't going into this battle alone, but he is filled with the Spirit, and he's led by the Spirit, and he's armed with the Word of God. I wish I would have warned you to pick up your pew Bibles and turn to Luke chapter 4 and even the beginning chapters of the book of Luke, because if you did, and you look through those first four chapters of the book of Luke, you would see that this is just the second time that we have Jesus speaking in the entire Gospel of Luke. The first time we see Jesus speak is in Luke chapter 2, when we find Jesus in the temple at the age of 12, and he says to Mary, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's house?" And then we see him speak again in our text for today. Luke here has Jesus speaking at his temptation. And the very important thing to notice is that every single word that Jesus says is from the Word of God. Even though Jesus is the Son of God, and even though Jesus has all authority given to him by the Father, even though Jesus is the Messiah, the chosen one, perfect in every way, he does not speak his own words, but he speaks only the Word of God. And so also, later in the same chapter, Luke chapter 4, the next time we see Jesus speak, he is again in the synagogue in his hometown of Nazareth, and Jesus is given the scroll to read there, and guess what he speaks again? He speaks the Word of God. So what does that say to us as we go about our daily struggles against the world and against our sinful self and against Satan? Should we go out armed with our own thoughts and our own words and our own deeds? Or should we go into that battle armed with the blessed sacraments that give us strength and armed with God's Word and armed with God's Holy Spirit who works through that Word and that sacraments? I alluded to it a little bit before as we began this message. The reason the Lenten season is 40 days long is because it is modeled after the 40 days that Jesus spent in the wilderness. And as Jesus was led into the wilderness, filled with the Spirit and led by the Spirit to engage in his battle against Satan, we, as God's baptized children of God, begin this Lenten season filled with that Spirit that we received in our baptisms and led by that same Spirit through God's Word as we endure our battle against the world and our sinful self and against the devil. In our lesson, we see Jesus tempted by Satan himself, to which Jesus responds by quoting the Bible at every turn. If only we could learn to do the same thing, rather than sputing off our own knowledge, rather than speaking our own ignorant words, rather than ignoring our Lord's bidding, as God's people nurtured in the church, our lives and our temptations would be so much smoother if we were just completely immersed in God's Word. During the 40-day Lenten season, as we go about our daily battles, traditionally the church has focused on three things: on prayer, on fasting, and on almsgiving, giving to the poor. These are three disciplines that each Christian has at their disposal as we focus on our sinfulness as opposed to the holiness of our one true God. Now, these three disciplines, they're not obligations. They're nothing that we have to do. They're nothing that gives us better insight, or they don't make us look better before God. But they are responses. They are responses to God's great display of love. Love displayed best, love displayed most graphically and most beautifully on the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And these disciplines can serve to strengthen our faith, increase our dependence upon our God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is true, we are in a huge battle in the world today, and on our own, we're going to lose. That's just the truth. That's just the reality of life. We just don't have the strength to go into this battle against the world and our sinful nature and the devil separately. And so there is no way we could ever think of going into battle against all three of them as they attack us at the same time as they so often do. But there is hope, because we have been baptized. And we hear our Lord's word on a regular basis, and we receive his wonderful gifts in the sacraments as often as we can. And so, armed with God's word and with the sacraments and depending on God's Spirit, we are triumphant. St. Paul tells us in the book of Romans, "For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." God bless you during these 40 days. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which far surpasses all of our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forevermore. Amen.